from KQED.
The final witness has testified in the federal trial over the constitutionality of California's ban on same-sex marriage. But as Scott Schaefer explains, a decision on the legal challenge to Proposition 8 is still months away.
After both sides on the Prop 8 legal battle rested their case Wednesday morning, District Court Judge Vaughn Walker called the case he's presiding over fascinating. The fundamental question is simple enough. Does Prop 8 violate the rights of gays and lesbians under the U.S. Constitution? Ted Boutrous, an attorney representing opponents of the measure, says one fact underpins their argument that the measure does discriminate.
The Supreme Court has said over and over and over, marriage is a fundamental right, it's a fundamental liberty.
But does that fundamental right apply to same-sex couples? Or is it okay for voters to restrict it to heterosexuals? Andy Pugno, one of the attorneys defending Prop 8.
It's not the role of the courts, and it's not proper for judges to substitute their own views on these political questions for the judgment of the people. And that's really what this case boils down to, is who gets to decide.
But the trial explored a number of vast and complex issues. The nature of sexual orientation, the meaning of marriage, and the history of discrimination against gays and lesbians. Opponents of Prop 8 tried to paint the measure as rooted in hatred. Plaintiff's attorney David Boies said his side demonstrated that Yes on 8 supporters used conservative church groups to influence voters with prejudice and stereotypes.
And that there was no justification, none, zero, for depriving gays and lesbians of the right to marry.
Boies is hoping to convince Judge Walker that sexual orientation deserves the same kind of legal protection as race, gender, and religion. Legal analyst David Levine from UC Hastings Law School says opponents of Prop 8 have put on a strong case, but have a long way to go before accomplishing their goal.
It's still a very, very tough case in the sense that there are a lot of legal challenges between what the plaintiffs want to accomplish and getting a final decision on appeal, especially from the U.S. Supreme Court.
Closing arguments in the trial will come later this year, probably late March or April. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
If you want to catch up on the last few weeks of testimony, we've got all our coverage gathered together in one place online. Look for the link at our website, californiareport.org.